Today's date is May 15th, 2019. Sir John, would you state your full name, please?
I'm John Bonham McCormack.
I got to ask you about Bonham. Where does that come from?
That is my mother's maiden name.
Okay. Your date of birth?
November 4th, 1948. That is Will Rogers' birthday also.
Oh, yes. And what is your age?
I am 70 years old, and that is a biblically significant time in my life.
Why? Should I ask you why?
We should all ask why every day.
Okay.
Say thank you, God.
Yes. And we are recording this interview in the facilities of VoicesOfOklahoma.com. Where were you born?
I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in St. John's Hospital. And I was born at 9:40 in the morning.
Brothers or sisters?
I have a sister who's older, born in 1945, Nancy. And we all grew up in the business. We lived within the business. Bob and Betty McCormick's Bob McCormick Photography, until I was 11 years old, we lived within the business.
Within the business, meaning?
The photography studio was in the front of our house on South Boston. The dark room where I went in to kiss my daddy goodnight was formerly a bedroom, and then we lived behind and above everything else.
All right. Let's talk about your mother. Your mother's name, her maiden name, where she was born and grew up.
Elizabeth Bonham McCormack, born in her mother and father's home when they were 40 years old. She was the only child of Vernie and Harry Bonham, who were born in 1878. And when they were 40 years of age, they were finally blessed with a little baby girl, Betty. She was born in the same house that her father was born in.
And where was that?
Lathrop, Missouri, the mule capital of the world.
Lathrop, Missouri. And describe her personality. What was she like?
She's very smart. She wasn't an only child, so she was quite authoritative, but she did it with great love.
And then your father's name?
Robert Merwin McCormack. Robert Merwin McCormack was named... the middle name was because of his doctor. The doctor who delivered him in Pompey, New York, was Dr. Merwin, which has a significance to it. And then that's a whole other story. But Pompey, New York, also was the birthplace of the mother of Sir Winston Churchill.
Oh. And then we'll talk about your father more, but what was his personality like?
He was a generous, loving human being. I miss him every day.
Yeah.
He and my mother were a perfect pair.
Yeah.
He let her do all the accounting, and he was the artiste, and he never had a cross word. I never heard him curse. I did hear my mother curse on occasion.
Right. About you, first school you attended?
I went to Robert E. Lee School at 21st in Cincinnati.
Which is now Council Oaks.
It will always be Robert E. Lee in my heart and in my mind. By the way, did you know that even the great American Native Olympian gold medalist, Jim Thorpe, played football on that field at Lee Elementary School?
I did not know that.
That was Lee Stadium, which is where TU also had their football games at first.
And junior high?
I went to Edison Junior High and Senior High. Graduated in 1967.
And then on to college?
I went on to the University of Kansas. In between the senior year, I did take a summer, short study course of 4 weeks at St. Andrews University in Dundee, Scotland. And that was a terrific, terrific journey and a very good learning experience. It's the only time I've ever been to Scotland, but because of my last name, I felt like I was home.
And why did you go there?
It was a study course that was organized by a Tulsa teacher, Martha Cole. She took 20 students from Tulsa there for that trip. There were 250 Americans, all met in New York City, boarded a plane on July 3rd, arrived in Scotland on July 4th, a little bit late, but that school had gone out of their way to prepare corn on the cob for all of we Yankees.
For the 4th of July celebration. Isn't that great?
It was.
That's great. And so she was with what school?
She was taught honors English at Edison High School.
And so it was out of Edison you took that.
Yes.
What a wonderful experience.
Oh,
and how grateful to her.
It was a great, great experience, and I shall never forget it.
Now, when you went on to college, what was your intent?
Well, I wanted to be a dentist. I actually wanted to sooner or later specialize in orthodonture, and I was advised by my counselor at Edison High School, Mr. Alexander, who had also attended KU, University of Kansas, that I should go up there because there was no dental school in Oklahoma then, and there was one in Kansas City. Matter of fact, most of the dentists in Tulsa had been graduates of that school. It still is up there, and so I took all the pre-med courses, the 20 hours of chemistry and the biology, and then even actually changed in my senior year and spent an extra semester getting a degree in journalism, which I'm so glad that I did that. I actually did it because I was told that they wanted a more well-rounded student and not someone who was majoring in the sciences. So I thought, well, that would be a good one. And they also would accept the 10 hours of Latin that I'd already taken at KU in lieu of 16 hours of another foreign language. So I wound up in journalism and had a degree in public relations in journalism and enjoyed that time and learned so much more about the English language.
So what about being a dentist?
Well, I started applying. The year that I graduated, OU opened up their first dental school, and it was really unbeknownst to me. But when I approached them, they had five places left, and I definitely needed to be a woman, and it would have helped if I'd have been part Indian or Afro-American. But I was not going to get in there that year. I went to other schools down at Baylor in Dallas and Emory in Atlanta, and it's the same thing. I needed to wait. So I came back home, and when I came back home, I started working along with my mom and dad, and enjoyed it so much that I gave up the dentistry. I had never taken pictures professionally. I really didn't know much about photography except for that I watched it all of my life and was involved, but the mechanics of operating a camera at that point in time, I really had very little knowledge.
And it just never sunk in that you should be interested in it.
Right,
you weren't
right.
Naturally interested as a younger person.
No, not really. I enjoyed it, but I really felt like I wanted to be a dentist, an orthodontist.
And so do you ever wonder?
By the time I was 40, I realized that I would have been a nervous wreck as a dentist or as an orthodontist. If someone had bleeding gums, I probably would have gone to their home and held their hand until it quit. The other thing is I had had so much fun with my mother and dad, and my mother died prematurely at the age of 60, so I was with her the last 7 years of her life, working alongside her and my dad, and that mm-hmm. was wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Did you know she was dying?
No. She became ill the last year. She had breast cancer.
Yeah.